felt like I couldn't let my guard down for even a minute. That's when Solomon ruined everything. He'd been eyeing the plane visible through the large windows, his face growing paler by the minute. Finally, he turned to me, jaw set in stubborn determination.
No, I will not board that metal death trap.
What?
You expect me to willingly enter a tube that can fall from the sky at any moment? I think not.
Solomon, we don't have a choice. Fine, you can have the aisle seat.
There are other ways to get there. Ways your modern mind apparently cannot comprehend.
Lower your voice. We can't afford to make a scene.
I will not be silenced. You cannot force me onto that flying coffin.
I took a deep breath, trying to keep my temper in check. Look, I get it. Flying can be scary, but it's statistically the safest way to travel. Millions of people do it every day without incident.
Statistics? I have lived for centuries. I have seen empires rise and fall. And I tell you, man was not meant to soar through the air like a bird.
Well, unless you've got a better idea, we don't have much choice.
As a matter of fact, I do.
Before I could stop him, he raised his hand in a dramatic gesture. The air shimmered and tore. Where there had been empty space moments before, a swirling vortex of energy now stood. It was massive, at least 10 feet tall, its edges crackling with arcane power that sent shivers down my spine. The surface swirled with otherworldly iridescence, impossible colors shifting and morphing in a mesmerizing dance that hurt my eyes to look at directly. Tendrils of mist curled around the edges as if the gate was breathing. Solomon, what the hell is that?